Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio to tell us, I should say, about all the good news that's been happening. How are you doing?
I'm great, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad at all. You're off to Cork, first of all.
Yes, loads of good news in Cork. So the state has actually completed its purchase of 98.5 acres of land at White Marsh in Chidani in County Cork. So it's good news for wildlife conservation, really. The Minister for State for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity, Chris O'Sullivan, announced the purchase today, saying that the site will be managed now by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And it's important for, I suppose, kind of our wildlife down in the southern region, important for bird foraging, roosting sites and stuff like that. It's going to be restored, so obviously they're pumping a bit of money into it. And it's involving the expansion of kind of the terrestrial wetlands down there. I think, like, we think of these things as, I suppose, things that people don't think about, but it's good news for, like, I suppose, Irish wildlife and people come here to see all that as well.
Biodiversity initiative.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris O'Sullivan actually said the area is so rich in biodiversity and historically significant, deeply rooted in Irish culture and, I suppose, the identity of Clonakilty down there. So, yeah, what is a lagoon at the moment is going to be restored into, like, kind of this wetlands, creating loads of habitats for all this wildlife and birds. So great news for that area.
100 acres.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, a crazy amount.
Massive space, yeah. Now, do you fancy signing up?
Now, Andrea, you just had two of the winners there in studio.
With Oyen and Vanessa, and Ben was with us too on the line.
But would you fancy signing up?
I know, for 50 grand.
Yeah, well, we spoke previously about you not knowing the truth going into it.
No, I knew nothing about this until I started watching it here in
So, like, watching it now as someone who's watched the seasons in the UK and stuff like that.
I'd do it.
I absolutely would go in. I think I'd rather be a faithful than a traitor, though. But I suppose you can't decide whether, once you're kind of, I suppose, blackmailed and stuff like that.
You're appointed. Yeah, it's funny. I would have thought at the beginning, absolutely, you want to be the traitor. But I imagine, having watched only one season of this, that the best strategy to win is to be the faithful.
Yeah, absolutely. But good news for fans, actually, that Kite Entertainment have announced that they are already recruiting next year's cast. So production company Kite Entertainment confirmed this during the week. And you can email your application to traitors@kiteentertainment.com for details and kind of get your application rolling. So anyone who's interested, I suppose, in being that faithful or traitor, or interested in 50,000 euro, which isn't, I suppose, anything to be sniffed at, I think, get the name in, like, if you have any bit of interest.
Are you lying? Are you a good liar?
No, I'm not good. I don't know about lying, but I don't like keeping secrets.
You bother applying for this.
I'd be brutal at it. Do you know what I was thinking, actually? I was like, it'd be a hard sell to get my brother to apply, but imagine twins going in. And we're not identical.
We're
fraternal. So, like, and people say we don't look alike at all. Like, Ronan looks like my dad. I look like my mother's side. So, like, imagine twins going in and, like, we'd have that whole kind of Paddy Andrew dynamic, but we're twins. Me and Ronan are a bit telepathic sometimes. Like, we'd often text each other and be like, I was thinking about this. And he'd be like, geez, I was thinking about that an hour ago. So we could have a good gameplay there, two twin traitors.
The only problem is that you've just told the nation.
The whole nation, yeah.
So now the plan's ruined. But for any other twins out there,
absolutely apply.
Something they can consider. Christmas shoeboxes. I can't believe I just mentioned the C word.
I know, yeah. And I know we're less than 100 days out, but this is a lovely story, Andrea. So Adas Rakakusas, so he's a Lithuanian man living in County Louth. He's a father of three, and when he was a child, he received a Christmas shoebox from the Hope Appeal that kind of goes on every year. And you'll remember.
It's a great initiative.
But you'll remember doing Christmas shoeboxes growing up. Like, we did them every year in school. This man actually received one when he was growing up in Lithuania. And he said the joy it brought him. Like, he said, they were all gathered round the village one day. There was a play. And at the end, these shoeboxes arrived from Ireland. So the Hope Appeal, the Christmas shoebox appeal, is in its 15th year this year. And like, it's just one of those incredible things. But this man is actually organising a massive shoebox appeal in County Louth. So 30 years on from getting his own box. He's putting the call out with Team Hope, working with them. So if you are out there with a GA club, a school, anything like
such
that,
a
workplace like this, and just, I suppose, giving back that little element. I know we're not mentioning Christmas, but it is that time of the year when people like to receive something, and not everywhere in the world or every people can get something. And so something like this is just really nice. And it really put a smile on my face this morning that this man is absolutely doing something incredible.
If people want to take part in that,
You're heading to Team Hope.
Team Hope is where you get the information.
Absolutely.
There.
It's just one of those really, really joyful things.
might be a present for somebody. The farmer's calendar.
Oh, Andrea, did you see them?
I was looking at some of the images.
Yeah, no. So the farmer's calendar for 2026 is out and available. And it's actually like that, available on farmerscalendar.ie. You have a few pictures there in front of you.
It's gas.
It's just... I was telling people, I was talking about it today, the farmers, do you know what? A few fine things on it, Andrea.
Four topless men holding sheep and rabbits and guinea pigs.
Yeah, well, look, you might sniff, laugh at it now, but you might be finding a man there. Like, if there's people out there looking a bachelorette or something like that, there's a few fine men there. So yeah, good news for them. And also they have like loads of money going towards different things. But it might be one for your little, I don't know, your stocking this year.
It's a charity initiative, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I actually don't know what it goes towards, but it is. It's on sale now. You're 2026. Leave your Daniel O'Donnell calendars at home for the farmer's
actually,
one.
Actually, for a secret Santa here in the office, I think it was Ciara Kelly, got me a Daniel calendar last year.
You know what? They're all right, but they're no farmer's calendar.
Now, this is coming to Dublin at the weekend.
The NFL, it brings such a buzz to town.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, the absolute bandwagon that they can, and the pageantry that comes with it is fantastic. I love it.
I love it. And we saw it not so recently with the college football classic in the Aviva, but this is huge. This is the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Croke Park, of all places. Like, a stadium that fills 80,000, 82,000 every summer with the All-Ireland, but this is going to be incredible. So the NFL kind of do this every year. They bring people to, like, they've brought them to Portugal, different places all over the world. London had a game and they'll have more in October, but this game is happening Sunday and there's loads happening in the city this weekend. So down in Dublin Castle there's an NFL experience. You might head down yourself. You can actually practice kicking.
I actually would love to see an NFL game, just out of pure curiosity.
I don't understand all the rules. I can kind of, you can gauge it, I suppose.
You can keep up with it.
Yeah, but there's loads of fan zones, stuff like that, like different bars around town. I know Fitzsimons in Temple Bar, J.R. Mahon's on the Quay where Nelly Furtado was recently. They're getting all the press. Sinnott's and Stephen Green. There's loads of different fan zones. There's NFL murals around town, but I think the one to go to is the fan experience in Dublin Castle. You can kick the ball, you can have a go, you can like meet all the different fans and stuff like that, and it just brings a bit of buzz to town. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, these things,
they really follow their teams, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And like, you'll hear them before you see them. Yeah. We walk outside here, outside News Talk Towers, and you can hear the Americans around. But I think it brings a bit of buzz to town, puts a bit of a smile on people's faces. Yeah, and do you know what? They might even be showing the game because it's in our time zone, in the different bars and restaurants and stuff around town.
People can tune in.
Bring a bit of atmosphere.
And now, I know this is why you're happy this week.
Yeah, Andrea Steps, the musical.
I was a fan, but yeah, well, as no surprise to anybody.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm a huge fan of Steps, and they were actually here in Dublin not so long ago doing a bit of press for this. This is the Here and Now musical. It tells a story about kind of shop workers, and it's not the Steps, like their band story at all. It's a kind of a fictional story, but it has all the bangers. Deepest Shade of Blue, all that neon blue, you've got them all, Scared of the Dark, Tragedy, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's starting in the Borgosh tonight.
So
the premiere, and tickets are still on sale for kind of, I think it's running for 6 days, 7 days.
Yeah, it's only here for about a week or so.
Yeah, a week. But I think it's one of those musicals, like, you're not going really for the fictional story about it. You're going
it's
for
it's cracking and entertainment.
The tunes,
and yeah,
banger all about banger. The music. I was looking at the set list and I was like, I'm not going to, they're going to have to keep me in the seat.
Yeah, well, you'll have to sit down, and they'll be ringing in here tomorrow morning complaining
giving out about me
standing up at the Borgosh. Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million as always for putting a little smile on our face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.